The bill in question was Governor Sean Parnell's omnibus education bill. The final vote on House Bill 278 was 29-11. Among the no votes was House Minority Leader Chris Tuck from Anchorage.
Still a lot more work to do. I hope the Senate is able to do some good work on their side, take out some of the bad stuff, and continue doing some good stuff for public education since this is the education session.
Governor Sean Parnell issued a statement Tuesday commending the House for their action on the bill. Parnell believes the bill provides more vocational and career training opportunities and improves access to charter schools. Much of the debate about the bill was focused on the level of funding for Alaska's public schools. Representative Harriet Drummond from Anchorage was also a no vote on House Bill 278.
Our goal was to get predictable, adequate funding for our schools that they could work with and plan on. And instead, they're getting a continued 3 years of staff cuts.
The version of House Bill 278 approved by the House includes a $185 increase to the base student allocation. Governor Parnell had put forward a proposal to increase the BSA by $85. District 36 State Representative Bryce Edgman from Dillingham was successful in amending the bill on the House floor to include $30 million in funding for FY 2015. The one-time funding is not part of the base student allocation, but it will apparently be paid out to school districts using the BSA formula. Minority Leader Chris Tuck claims the funding included in the bill is not enough to solve many of the budget problems facing school districts.
This bill relieves a little bit of the teacher cuts, but we're still going to see cuts going on through the state of Alaska.
After passage Monday night, House Bill 278 was quickly sent over to the Senate, and the Senate Finance Committee has already started working on the bill. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.